Welcome to Featured Wiki of the Day, your daily dose of knowledge from Wikipedia's finest articles. The featured article for Friday, the 13th of September 2024 is September 1964 South Vietnamese coup attempt. The September 1964 South Vietnamese coup attempt took place before dawn on September 13, 1964, when the ruling military junta of South Vietnam, led by General Nguyen Khan, was threatened by a coup attempt headed by Generals Lam Van Phat and Duong Van Duc, who sent dissident units into the capital Saigon. They captured various key points and announced over national radio the overthrow of the incumbent regime. With the help of the Americans, Khan was able to rally support and the coup collapsed the next morning without any casualties. In the immediate month leading up the coup, Khan's leadership had become increasingly troubled. He had tried to augment his powers by declaring a state of emergency, but this only provoked large-scale protests and riots calling for an end to military rule, with Buddhist activists at the forefront. Fearful of losing power, Khan began making concessions to the protesters and promised democracy in the near future. He also removed several military officials closely linked to the discriminatory Catholic rule of the slain former president Ngo Dinh Diem. This response to Buddhist pressure dismayed several Catholic officers, who made a few abortive moves to remove him from power. In part because of pressure from Buddhist protests, Khan removed the Catholics Phat and Duc from the posts of Interior Minister and Four Corps Commander, respectively. They responded with a coup supported by the Catholic-aligned Dai Viet Quoc Dan Dang, as well as General Tran Tien Kiem, a Catholic who had helped Khan to power. Having captured the radio station, Phat then made a broadcast promising to revive Diem's policies. Khan managed to evade capture and, during the first stage of the coup, there was little activity as most senior officers failed to support either side. Throughout the day, Khan gradually rallied more allies and the U.S. remained supportive of his rule and pressured the rebels to give up. With the backing of Air Marshal Nguyen Cao Ky, commander of the Republic of Vietnam Air Force, and General Nguyen Chan Thi, Khan was able to force Phat and Duc to capitulate the next morning, September 14. Duc, Ky and Thi then appeared at a media conference where they denied that any coup had taken place and put on a choreographed display of unity, claiming that nobody would be prosecuted over the events. Convinced that Kiem was involved in the plot, Khan had him exiled to Washington as ambassador, and eased General Duong Van Minh out of the political scene, thereby removing the other two nominal members of the ruling triumvirate. However, concerned that Ky and Thi had become too powerful, Khan had Phat and Duc acquitted at their military trial in an attempt to use them as political counterweights. Despite his survival, the coup was seen by the historian George McTernan Carheen as the start of Khan's ultimate political decline. Due to the intervention of Ky and Thi, Khan was now indebted to them, and in an attempt to maintain his power in the face of increasing military opposition, he tried to court support from Buddhist civilian activists, who supported negotiations with the communists to end the Vietnam War. As the Americans were strongly opposed to such policies, relations with Khan became increasingly strained and he was deposed in February 1965 with U.S. connivance. This recording reflects the Wikipedia text as of 1:03 UTC on Friday, the 13th of September 2024. For the full current version of the article, search Wikipedia for September 1964 South Vietnamese coup attempt. This podcast uses content from Wikipedia under the Creative Commons Attribution Share Alike license. Visit our archives at wikioftheday.com and subscribe to stay updated on new episodes. Follow us on Mastodon at wikioftheday@mastodon.ai. Also check out Curmudgeon's Corner, a current events podcast. Until next time, I'm Standard Amy.